you could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Here at the University of Vermont, we value students' education first and foremost. However, the well-being of our students is just as important to succeed both in and outside of the classroom. One of the best ways to give your body some extra TLC to ensure better well-being includes partaking in some form of exercise. Whether that be going on a walk or run outside as the weather gets warmer, going to the Patrick Gym to play a pickup game of basketball, or trying out a fitness class that UVM's Recreational Center has to offer, your body will thank you for giving it some extra attention. So, the next time you have some free time, check the fitness class schedule for the day. Call up a friend to go on a bike ride, or even walk downtown. Your body will appreciate it, and so will you. This is a message from your exercise happy DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Hello, Burlington. You are tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington, and we are about to have exposure. We are welcoming in Fifth World to the station tonight. We are so excited. We'll be here from 6 to 8 p.m., so get ready. Without further ado, we are going to get the show started.
WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative. That's where you're tuned in. And of course, every Wednesday at 6 p.m., we like to have a little segment we call here Exposure. This week, we've got Fifth World in the station, ready to play some awesome, awesome music for us. Sit back and relax and listen to some awesome rock and roll. Why don't you guys kick it with a song for us?
We'll be right back. Don't forget it!
Awesome. What was that song called?
Nothing Remains, right?
Nothing Remains.
Nothing Remains. Speak up. Speak into that microphone.
Hello?
Don't be afraid. Maybe I turned it off. Let's try again.
Check.
Say now.
There we go.
Okay, great.
Is that, am I on this one?
Yes.
Ooh.
You are.
It's called Nothing Remains.
Nothing Remains. That's intense.
Yeah, everything's intense here.
Everything is intense here. Do you like living intense lives? Or do you feel like you only have partially intense lives at certain moments? Or is it like 100% intensity 24/7?
You know what? Like, honestly, outside of all this music thing, like, we all go home and do nothing with our lives. And I mean, we work hard, you know, but it's not intense per se. But we go to intense shows. We keep the scene intense. We keep everything intense because that's just how we roll.
Love it. I love to hear that. Musicians, you're just people too, you know?
Yeah, I
mean, yeah, we be on League of Legends, you know, when we're not doing this, you know?
Right, yeah. So you guys are nerds.
Yeah,
got
we're geeks. Please stay away from us.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Geeks are in.
True.
I don't know.
True,
jocks
true.
Are out. Geeks are in.
That's true.
Yo, facts.
There's more hardcore musicians are total nerds than you would expect. Because, like, I don't know. You gotta be like a nerd for like the game to get good at the music.
It's your
stuff.
Outlet.
It's true.
What if you guys go around and introduce yourselves and tell us what you play?
Bet. I'm Thomas. I play the microphone. I'm the guy who screams in the microphone and passing it off to.
Well, I've got my mic works too, right?
It sure does.
Okay, yeah. I'm Croft. I play bass.
I'm Elliot. I play guitar too.
I'm Ellery, I play guitar.
I'm Owen, I play the drums.
Ow. Nice, love it. Guitar 2 and guitar 1, I may ask?
Yeah.
Okay, we got the solos coming from Ellery in the back. Awesome. Well, that was fun. That was fun, you guys. You have a cool sound. I
appreciate
enjoy it.
Thank you.
Oh, preach, love it. Love to see it. That was an original then.
Yes.
Yes.
That was an original.
We're going to have two covers, but we're going to run some, quite a couple originals first.
Awesome.
I don't actually know how we're going to
lock in.
No need to panic. We'll take it step by step, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't we kick it with another one?
Sounds good.
Force of freedom and judgment stay! Force of war started off with God! God has died against God! Deliver hopeless lies! Lower down, God! Come on, thank God! But will you be with the first man bomb? Will you try to change that? Or you want it all? Burn the rest of God! The blind! Line up with me!
Awesomeness. What was that one called?
Oh, that one was called Burn.
Burn.
B-U-R-N.
Nice. Thomas.
Yes.
I've got a question for you, sir.
Yes.
How did you learn to do that with your voice?
You gotta lock yourself in your car, go to like parking lots, and you just gotta keep screaming until it hurts. Someday, you're going to keep screaming. It's not going to hurt as much. Then you can play sets. And you know, your voice, like, it's okay if it goes away for a few days. You're getting it down, you know?
Interesting. Is the parking lot essential for this experience?
Dude, yeah. I don't know, like,
actually. And the shower.
Dude, and the shower. Do you have roommates?
Dude, yeah, some of us live in apartments, dude.
I got my roommate sleeps right through the shower wall, so I can't even do it there. You just gotta practice when you're driving places.
Right.
FX.
Nice. One day you're gonna wake up and have no more voice left.
I fear that. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, but it's for the love of the music.
Yeah.
It's for this band.
Would you consider getting legit vocal lessons on screaming?
Dude, good question, because...
You two rock and roll for that?
Have you... There's resources. I mean, there's techniques to it. I mean, how have you just... Like, do you... Have you learned any of those techniques, or do you just kind of, like, do it?
Dude, I don't know any techniques. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if...
You're raw-dogging it.
I'm raw... Yes, yeah, exactly.
I honestly didn't even know that.
You know, honestly, if... I ever have to play like multiple shows like day after day, then like maybe I would start like trying to care about my voice. But right now,
at newsflash, we're gonna go on tour.
Okay.
What? Tell us about that.
Croft, pick up the mic. Your turn.
Well, I can't tell you too much because it's very far out, so I don't exactly know what's up. But we're gonna do like a little tour down south, probably in like over the summer. I'm from North Carolina, so I'm just like trying to get us out to spots around where I'm from mostly. I don't know, maybe like 5 shows, nothing too crazy, but yeah, that's in the works. So learn those techniques, fool.
Awesome, I dig it. Now that you shared where you're from, where is everybody else from?
I'm from here, Vermont for life, baby.
802.
L.
All right. What about you guys?
I'm from Plainfield, Vermont. Shout out Goddard College. 91.1 FM.
Oh, that's 91. One whole number away from this 91.
I'm from Springfield, New Jersey. There's a Springfield in every state, basically. This one's no different.
Nice. I'm a fellow New Jerseyan myself. Princeton.
I'm from New Haven, Connecticut.
Nice.
Shout out Hatebreed. Play
for us. Yeah, Hatebreed.
Why are we skipping you?
Oh, I already said when I was talking.
Oh, my fault.
From
Never
North
mind.
Carolina.
Never mind.
Was that everybody?
Yeah.
That's cool. Nice. We've got a diverse range of states coming in here. Do you foresee yourself staying as a Vermont band besides your tour this summer?
I love Vermont. I love Vermont hardcore. I always say we're Vermont hardcore. Always rep Vermont. Always love it here. I mean, we don't know what the future holds. We're just here to like play music and stuff. But as far as Fifth World exists, it's gonna be VTHC.
So true.
Yes.
So true. Do you guys frequent the Monkey House?
Used to. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Shout out insurance companies.
Yeah, they.
I'd like to hear that story. Yeah. Possible.
No, Monkey House. We used to play the Monkey House with a different band. Me and Thomas had a band, or still have a band, called Torn. And we played like some of our first shows there, but they don't let you play loud music there anymore. Their insurance company like straight up told them you can't have metal bands and stuff here because somebody's gonna break something and we don't want to pay for it. So I've still been to the Monkey House a couple times since then, but you know, it's not the same anymore.
That's crazy. They're
it's very unfortunate.
It's a real shame. I've definitely been to a hardcore show there. Just happenstance.
It was kind of the spot like when I first started going to UVM, like my freshman year, I lived right across the street from there, and that was where where everything was at, but no more.
No more. What a shame.
Indeed.
Why don't you guys tell us about some of your musical influences, you know?
Ooh.
Who do you bring to the table in your playing in this band? But even not in this
band. I think Thomas should take this. You write most of this stuff.
Yeah, I've written like a lot of it, but... I mean, I just take inspiration from like a ton of hardcore bands from like the late 90s, early 2000s. I really like Hatebreed. I really like, Earth Crisis. All those, shout out Straight Edge Community. All the music that they have is probably the best sounding hardcore you'll ever hear in your entire life. Hateful Straight. They got one note riffs. You're gonna hear a lot of one note riffs with Fifth World, and so that's our musical inspiration. Just late 90s, early 2000s hardcore.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it on guitar two right here. One note riff. Oh yeah. Yeah, I've heard that before for sure.
Is that not hard? Like that's
so hard. So hard, you guys.
So good, man.
That's awesome. You're the singer, Thomas.
Yeah.
How does writing music translate to the rest of the band? If you're the one writing, are they, you guys sitting together and doing it? Are you putting lyrics to their music? How's it going?
Dude,
I got this.
Thomas is kind of a genius. He writes everything in his bedroom. And then on his computer. And then he teaches Croft and Ellery. And then they make me a video playthrough. And I learn from them. So it kind of trickles down like that.
Oh, okay. A little rainfall effect.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. And then Owen's just a drummer. So he just is there.
Yeah, you're just the drummer, Owen.
just a goated drummer. He's just the goat.
He's keeping you guys together. Yeah.
Like, actually, though?
Don't disrespect.
Yeah, for real. God bless you, Owen.
Why are you watching from a video? May I ask? It's the technological age, but...
Watching from a video?
The note, because I can't really read tabs.
Okay. It's just easier to learn. Understood. Yeah. That's cool. I dig it. Hatebreed. Hatebreed is a straight edge hardcore band?
No, I think they're just Connecticut hardcore, yeah. But I'm thinking like...
Can you define straight edge for everybody?
Okay. Disclaimer, we're not straight edge, but it's basically like the way I perceive it. You're just drug free, you're sober free, you're dedicated to that lifestyle. You're sober. So I'm so sorry if I made anybody mad there. But I mean, yeah, so. I mean, a lot of our riffs and a lot of the things are inspired by that, and this is like paying homage to like a lot of those bands that you listen to, like Earth Crisis and Mortar and like, you know, Hatebreed and just a lot of ignorant beatdown hardcore.
Nice. Well, with that, what if we get into another song?
Sounds good to me.
Yo, shout out. All right, let's do it. My friends are making fun of me for the sober free comment.
True Decay.
Yeah.
God, so morbid around here.
It's very morbid. It's It's all about, like, we're trying to bring awareness to climate change. A lot of these lyrics are based around that. A lot of world-ending themes. So we're kind of very, we care about that. And I want to write about that stuff because it just makes me mad. Let's make mad music about it.
Let's be mad. Do you like feeling mad?
Dude, you can channel your emotions in certain ways. And I channel it into music. It makes me feel cool and better. And I think that goes for a lot of people in the hardcore scene. I think that goes a lot. Yeah, I mean, enough said.
I like it. That was a good response right there. For sure.
Yes.
we were talking about your writing process. Have you guys recorded any music? Are you anywhere out and about that anybody could find you?
So unfortunately, we're working on that right now. We're recording an EP in mid-April. It's going to be 7 songs. Croft, you want to take this over?
Oh,
so yeah, you sure. Got 14 this. Minutes.
Sorry.
Nothing.
Oh yeah, because every song is like 2 minutes.
Oh yeah. Just about, yeah. I think the first time we played our set was 11 minutes.
Love it.
Yeah.
We're recording in April. Hopefully putting that out by like the summer. We do have. There's a video. There's a pretty good video of us out there. But that's the only evidence of our music existing is a YouTube video from our good friend Aiden Dongle Banquet. That's another UVM student.
Shout out Aiden,
music scene legend.
Yeah.
But so. Yeah, probably nothing out there for a minute, but we'll be playing a lot of shows. That's for sure.
Nice. That's good. You know, it's like you're a secret show kind of a thing.
Do we love being hidden and mysterious? Like it's yeah. Something we love doing.
We're just trying to develop aura.
Right.
No. It's just I can no, feel it really emanating. It really, I mean, recording is just expensive and like we want to do it right. And yeah, I mean it, you know, you gotta, if you want to pay for like a nice session, you really gotta grind quite a few live shows to get to that point.
Grind session skateboard.
So true. I was thinking that too.
Just an idea.
Nice. How'd you guys meet?
Well, I met Croft through a class at UVM.
What
shout
class?
Through.
Shout out intro. Was it Music Theory 101?
I think it was Intro to Music Theory with oh my god,
LaRocca.
Yeah.
Shout out LaRocca. Professor LaRocca. You always made my mornings very special.
Love him. Yeah. When I was a freshman, I guess you were a sophomore, Thomas.
True.
We met through talking about, I think he went around and asked people in the class like what music they listened to, and I said I listened to some emo band.
It was Oolong.
Yeah, and so then after that class, we just started talking about emo music, and the rest is history.
And then you know we met Owen because Owen's in a band called Han and Pants. Shout out Han and Pants. #802.
Out. They've been on Exposure before. I've seen Owen in my day.
Yo, and honestly, like, shout out that WRUV session with Hand and Pants, because that was awesome.
That was
well
awesome.
Done, everybody.
They killed it.
So met Owen through that. Turns out Owen was like, hey, I kind of like hardcore music. I'm just going to keep practicing hardcore drumming forever. Like, lo and behold, this guy's like the GOAT now. Thank you for being in my band.
That means greatest of all time, and nobody else knew that.
Yeah, and then we got Ellery and Elliot. Ellery was in a Vermont hardcore band called Blossom. It was still beautiful. It's so good. It's like, man, yeah, everybody's just from the hardcore scene here. And then Elliot is in like four other, every single VTHC band.
Hardest working musician in Vermont.
Yeah.
Most, this guy's in Split in Half, Voidbringer, Commitment, and like, the scene would crumble without him.
Aww.
Truthfully,
your keystone species.
But yeah, and of course,
I dig the sunglasses that you're wearing, Elliot. You got cool shades.
Thank you. I stole them from a band in Baltimore in January.
Sunglasses in
that band.
Sunglass thief.
That band was called Scorpion, and they left right after their set. And they didn't stay for the whole set, which is rude.
That is rude.
It's free.
So they left these dope glasses, and I took them.
Yo, somebody left their AirPods in my apartment, and it was, like, there for, like, 2 months. I didn't want to, like, touch them, and now they're mine. I changed the name. I'm sorry.
You can change the name on them. They don't get branded ones.
So yeah, it was like, I'm not going to name who's AirPods. Risa, you can come get your AirPods if you want. That's okay.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this right now, come get your AirPods.
Probably not. Like, none of my roommates knew that name. But I changed the AirPod name to We're Gonna Find You. Anytime you try to pair to it, you get really scared. And I can have it all to myself.
I'm just scared talking to you guys. Just make me nervous. No, I'm kidding.
We're pretty nice and normal.
Terrifying. What? I didn't hear that.
Shout out to
I just said we're nice and normal, and we like hugging and smiling with each other.
Aw, how cute! Hugging and smiling.
Except for this period when we're playing our music, then we're in scary
mode.
Then
you're
mad. Yeah.
Then you're destroyer. Burn.
Destroyer god.
But if you catch us any other time, we probably won't be scary.
If you see us in person, we're going to give you $50. Try to find us. We'll give you $50 each.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Will you give me $50 if you play another song and I listen to it?
Yeah, sure.
That sounds like a good deal.
Yeah. We'll talk about it after, too, because, like, you got to get the – but, yeah, let's do it.
Right.
Five.
Shout outs right now.
Yeah, dude. Shout outs for free.
Shout out to my friend Emily. She's pretty chill.
Shout out Emily. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Emily.
Shout out hot dogs. Chicago style hot dogs.
Shout out them glizzies out there.
Yeah.
Do you like a regular hot dog or like a pig in a blanket? It's like the mini hot dog.
What you do? You go to Costco, and you get the 150 combo. Then you gotta put onions, relish, pickles, mustard.
The works.
Ketchup.
Do they even have onions mayo. At Costco?
They have everything. Costco is the.
But like specifically void. To put on your hot dog. I thought they just had relish, mustard, hot dogs. Ketchup. I don't know. I'm a Costco noob. My bad.
Me too, though. Me too. We don't have. We can stop talking about hot dogs now.
Shout out 150. It come with soda.
It come with soda. Wait, so the 150 is a hot dog and a soda?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
great.
At Costco.
Is it $1.50?
Right?
Yeah.
It's one of the best deals out there. It's they obviously don't make money on that, but there's a really funny article somewhere talking about it. The CEO of Costco or something. I mean, they asked them to raise the price, and he said he would rather die, I think, than raise the price of the hot
somebody.
Dog.
He was going to hurt somebody and then die before he was going to raise the price.
That's a normal response. I don't know why anybody else would think that was weird.
Give a shout out to normal people real quick.
He's a principled man. I respect it.
I respect it. I respect it too. Your name is Fifth World. Oh, first of all, what was the name of that last song?
Fifth World. And that the name of that song was called Unrelenting Hatred. But honestly, the song name's in works.
Song name? Okay.
We'll call it that for now.
Okay, Hatred.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a reference. That's
this guy's Instagram tag.
Elliot's Instagram username.
It's too cool.
And we were already going to call the song something like that, and then we were like, "What if we just?"
What's your username?
Unrelenting Hatred.
Hatred. Do you finally get a good turnout of followers from that username?
Oh yeah.
I have 100,000 followers.
100,000 followers. 100,000 and growing by the second.
You know what? You might be popping up on my For You page then.
Oh yeah.
Dude, yeah, we're like TikTok famous.
TikTok famous.
TikTok influencer. Yeah.
TikTok influencer.
Which
is really weird. He like wears like a TikTok hat sometimes. He like comes into practice with like a TikTok
That's
hat.
Crazy.
It's like, sorry, I just clocked out.
We're making
are you gonna clock
content
out of TikTok?
Right now. We love content.
Because some people actually do clock out of TikTok because they're just like addicted.
Addicted.
They got the... yeah. The... I've seen videos of people at like a click farm where they just like tap stuff on a phone. That's you clock into TikTok.
That's cookie clicker.
Yeah. An age old tradition.
Right.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. I was waiting for you guys to wrap that one up.
Shout out Cook. Shout out Voidbringer. Shout out Split in Half.
Split in Half. Consider it split. How did you get the name Fifth World?
So in Aztec mythology, okay.
Let's bring it up.
Now bear with me, guys. I don't want you to start snoring, but the fifth sun is like the fifth iteration, and you know it's the last iteration that we have of this world. And it's funny because actually this world is like going to be the only world we live in. Let's take care of it, please.
Wait, I actually am lost. The fifth world, it's like the final world.
Yeah, there has been in Aztec mythology, you know, there's going to be a whole apocalypse happening. The world's going to end, and then the fifth world will
end. Is this happening in our lifetimes?
It's happening right now.
Dang it, that's stressful. I'm nervous. Why did you say that,
dude? Just get nervous. Get hateful.
Oh my
like,
God, I'm not trying to get hateful though.
Just get hateful and nervous.
No,
fifth
it.
World.
That's my constant state.
Yeah, I mean.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you too.
Let's hit it with the next.
Yeah, we could do that.
Let's do it. Bark. We're doing Bark.
Yep.
Okay, Ben.
This is a cover.
It's a band called Expire. The song is called Bark. Shout out Gideon Temple. You are the scariest person at the show. We'll be right back.
enough. The rock days coming soon. Milk days to sell. Milk days. Milk days to sell. You're looking down at me long enough. Rock days coming soon. You can follow me to open doors. Not you can wish me the best. I refuse to follow you under. You better wait on my chest. And when there's nothing left to say, I ask you kindly reload your red blood blood.
You're in my way.
Sorry. You're in my way. Didn't anybody ever tell you that you were in my way?
I mean, you're hosting us. We're very grateful.
Aww.
We don't want to be. Please don't kick us out. Please don't kick us out.
That's it. You're out of here. That's
please,
it. You're out. That's it. You're out of here.
Please. Stop, please.
No, right. you guys are fine. You're welcome anytime here at good old WREV.
Can I move in?
Once again, for those who just tuned in, this is 90.1 WREV FM Burlington, your better alternative. Yeah, yo. You're tuned in on that dial. You got a chat, actually. It says, we're not worthy. So you guys are so good that
wow.
We're not worthy.
Shout out Ivy and Ivy. Y'all rule.
Aw.
Yo, shout out WRUV, shout out UVM, shout out Southwick Music Building.
Wait, who said we're not worthy?
Dude, thank you for saying that.
Is that anonymous?
We got your IP. We're going to figure who you are.
It is anonymous.
We're going to figure it out. Okay. We're going to tracking you.
No,
you guys
no.
Should get nervous then, I guess. I guess Thomas is out for you guys. But yeah. Feel free to continue chatting or call at 802-656-4399.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. That was a good noise.
Yeah, I just remembered a little WRUV story related to Fifth World. Is I came in here a while ago for when people were doing vinyl reorganization, and y'all actually have some like really cool old. There were a couple of really cool old hardcore records, like buried in the back of the room back there that I found with my friend.
Shout out Dimitri.
Yeah. Wait.
That's not wrong friend. Just shout out Dimitri.
Yeah. No. Shout out Sophia. That's what she was a DJ here, and she let me dig around in the archives.
Nice. Shout out Jonah.
Yeah. Fun fact, actually, we are supposed to have, like, the biggest record collection in all of Vermont. Which
very
is
cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty serious operation back there. That was a lot of fun to look around.
Oh yeah, you can get lost in there. It's like a whole new world.
Facts.
If you could go on tour with any band, what band would it be? This could include, you know, if you want to have multiple iterations of this question, like if you had to open for a band, who would you open for? Or if you were the header, who's the opener on your tour?
The Beatles. Oh, I. This is a lot of. You can hand the mic
Divine
to me.
Right.
Huh?
Shout out Divine Right.
Oh yeah, Divine Right from North Carolina. That is a band. We've all talked about wanting to play with them.
Shout out Holder.
Holder?
We just want to play more.
Yeah, I mean, Holder is a band from Massachusetts. We'd love to go on tour with them. That one might happen. But real pie in this. I mean, I would say like dream. I would want to play with Earth Crisis so bad. But I don't know if I don't know if they would let me do that. I'm not straight edge. I don't know if
you're not vegan either.
I'm not.
You
was
gotta be vegan,
vegan
and straight edge. That's crazy. That's
yeah.
Big talk right there. Yeah. No butter. Come on.
Nope. Yeah, they're militant about it too. They're
militant. Scott Pilgrim versus the World, where they lose their vegan powers. That's like what I'm thinking of. Yeah. You once were a vegan, and now you will be gone.
I was once a vegan. I couldn't stick with it though. I did like a year or two, but it got too hard. I like butter too much.
Me too.
I don't think is anyone in this band vegan or vegetarian. I don't know if. I don't think so.
Sorry.
Right.
Mic check.
Yeah, you guys, you could speak a little more directly into the microphone. I think it'd be easier to hear. Just a tad.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Oh, man, you're doing pretty good though. Do you guys wanna?
Let's not
play another song.
We would love to do our thing.
How many more things do you have?
Yeah, two more
things. This is a perfect number of things.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Seven or real rain?
Real rain.
Okay.
All right, this is a cover from Bad Seed. It's called Real Rain Pours. And it's this song that
tell
we like.
Tell them about the title fight connection.
Oh, for those who don't know, well, this is how you're going to know now. Ready? Get ready for it. There's like two of the members from Bad Seed are also in Title Fight. That's your favorite band. Get hype over it. So it's like a Title Fight cover, kind of. All right, let's go. I'd die for the trees.
Aww.
Die for the moose. Die for the snow.
Okay, Lorax.
What?
Isn't he like for the trees?
Yeah.
It's like kind of.
I speak for the trees.
Yeah, so but I'm not ugly like that guy.
What? Come on.
It's true.
Cut the Lorax some slack.
I like the Lorax's mustache. I think he looks fine.
It's kind of like I got his mustache a little bit, so maybe I should stop talking.
Yeah, exactly. Watch it.
Sorry.
Do we even have moose in Vermont like that? I've never seen one.
Well, I would just die for them. I'd die for the deer.
Owen saw one.
Die for the deer. There's so many of them.
Oh, wow, dude. But, like, they're all beautiful. What about catamounts? Those are cool.
We don't. Those.
I don't think we have those anymore.
Yeah, they went extinct.
That's why we're called the catamounts.
Maybe we could bring them back.
Our music will bring them back.
Yep.
Fifth World Rehabilitation Catamount.
Yeah. We're going to be the first band to revive an extinct species. All the proceeds from our upcoming EP
go to my checkings.
We'll go to... And then after that, they'll go to researching how to bring back the catamount.
Promise.
I love it. That's such a good cause. Yeah. I was going to say something, and I'm not going to say it anymore, actually.
Funny. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay, though. If you could reincarnate, though, as an animal, which one would you reincarnate as?
Okay. I would be a polar bear, and also I would hold the Coca-Cola all the time.
Good choice.
I think it would be so fun to be a gibbon.
What is that?
It's like those little monkeys with the really long arms. And they wave them around. They're usually like black, and they'll have like a little like tuft of white. It's a really awesome little monkey. They swing around in trees. I just think it would be, just probably feels great to have that much dexterity, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
What about?
I'm sure it does.
What else?
What animal would you be?
This is so off topic.
Jellyfish. Easy.
Ooh, immortal.
I always thought foxes were like the coolest thing, but I feel like it's a little cliche. But like,
who cares if it's cliche? Yeah. Do what you want.
Foxes are dope, like silver foxes.
Foxy. Yeah.
I feel like some kind of bird is pretty cool.
You would be such a bird.
Valid.
Oh my god.
I agree.
Love that. I can just imagine you with wings.
Nice. Well, it feels as if we're nearing the end of the hour. Why don't you plug yourselves a little bit? Tell us what you got going on, where we can find your music, if we can, which actually you're right. There's just a video of you on YouTube somewhere.
Dongle Banquet MP4 on YouTube. Got a video of us live.
Thank you.
It's great.
Banquet,
he's got some other fun videos. We got a show this Friday at Despacito, opening up for Haywire, Balmora, and Dream Fatigue on tour from Boston and Connecticut.
Nice.
And then we've got a couple more shows throughout the semester. We're playing with Torture in April, or in May. Or when is that? Oh God,
that's. We're playing with Torch March
Torture 28th March 28th
at First Republic Brewery in Essex.
So yeah, that's cool. What we got going
and
on.
And we can find updates on this of you guys. You're going to tell us when you have gigs where.
Fifth World 802 on Instagram. Fifth is spelled out like proper, and then 802.
Proper fifth,
like,
you guys.
Like,
I have a hard time saying that.
Like, dude, Vermont.
That would be such a good pop band name. Proper fifth. Never mind.
Fifth Harmony. What is it?
No, that fifth sounds stupid.
Fifth Harmony.
I said something
I like
stupid.
It.
No, it's fine.
No, I like it. I dig it.
No, I don't like it.
Everybody just turned off the station because of that, Thomas.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, actually, I have a very lovely thing to say that somebody chatted in that, give me just a sec. Somebody chatted in, they got a call saying that a kid and his father were tuned in and they really love Fifth World.
Oh my God.
Yo, we do it for you. We just play music for that, for you guys, promise.
I hope you can hear my grin through the mic.
We're all smiling.
I'm smiling.
We can hear it. I can hear it from here, for sure. And you did get a couple chats. Someone said, shout out to school and being hella smart. The same person also said.
True.
Wait, that might be from a different time. Nonetheless, true statement.
Yeah.
Thomas is secretly an ancient being, telling us secrets and knowledge through musical incantation.
That is true.
Honestly, that's pretty wrong. And honestly, you guys should stop talking about it because I'm not an ancient being, so, and never bring this up again.
Just about me.
Just the ancient being stuff. Yeah, it spreads paranoia and it's weird. I'm not.
Where'd you get all that archaic Aztec mythology knowledge from then?
No way.
How you know about all that?
Okay. Well, I'm not an ancient being.
Freudian slip.
I'm not that. Not that. Next
song. All right, we're gonna hear Fifth World's final, ultimate song. Enjoy, you guys.
Yeah. Every moment, present my death.
I need to lose it all just to see
what I want. That was enough. I'm not looking for love to die. Nothing left but the night of victim bed. Death. From my inhibition, that's wrong. To a place, what I would give her.